This is an important time of year for Arkansas politics heading into next year's election. The candidate filing period for the 2020 election has begun at the state capitol, and it will last through next Tuesday. Member station KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more.
Among the races to be decided next year are all four representatives in the U.S. House, Senator Tom Cotton's seat, as well as President Trump's bid for re-election. In the Arkansas legislature, 17 seats in the Senate are up for re-election, as are all 100 members of the House. Joining me to give his thoughts on this is Hal Bass, political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia. Hi, Hal.
Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me. First, we've got an impeachment investigation of the president moving forward. What do you think the mood is like in Arkansas heading into this election?
Well, certainly I think that politics in Arkansas have become nationalized in a way that was far greater than was the case even 25 years ago. I think that the Republican Party and the conservative ideology has a firm grasp on the hearts and minds of Arkansas voters right now, and it's going to be difficult for the Democrats to make serious inroads. But I think that the opportunities are there at the margins for the Democrats to erode some of the Republican control of the state legislatures.
And in Congress, you think the four representatives who are all expected to run for re-election, you think they may face any serious challenges?
I think that all four incumbents are in a very, very solid position to win re-election. I think that, in theory, the second district seat is the most vulnerable for the Republicans, but French Hill withstood a very strong challenger 2 years ago, or in the 2018 cycle, and managed to win a comfortable 6-point victory. So I would think it'd be a real uphill struggle for Democrats to claim any of those four congressional seats.
In the state house, we've got 9 expected House vacancies and 1 vacancy in the Senate heading into the filing period. What do you think will happen there at the state capitol?
Well, I think that, well, two things. I think that the Democrats do have an opportunity to undo the supermajorities that the Republicans have enjoyed in the last cycles. But I think the chances of winning majority control is negligible. I think that the vacancies that you mentioned probably will encourage more candidates to file in the absence of an incumbent holding the seat. I think that's going to lead people in both parties to throw their hats in the ring this time around. So I think we're going to see quite a few filers because of the vacancies.
And the Democratic Party did cut its filing fee in races where they haven't had challengers to Republicans in the past. Do you think that may draw out some new candidates?
Sure. I think that the calculation in the Democratic camp is going to be that the Republicans have essentially maxed out in terms of their extension of control across the state. And Democrats have nowhere to go but up on the marginal seats. And I think they would be gambling, as you suggested a minute ago, on the, jet wash of impeachment to maybe turn the tide in their favor.
And Arkansas, as it did 4 years ago, is starting the filing period earlier than it had traditionally. That's so Arkansas can be one of the states to vote on Super Tuesday in the primary election for president on March 3rd. There were hopes that this would make Arkansas more relevant in the presidential race, but candidates 4 years ago still pretty much ignored the state, focused on the traditional early voting states. Do you think that could be any different this time?
I don't see a great difference this time around. The one factor that I think is different from previous cycles is that for the first time in several cycles, former Governor Huckabee is not in the mix here. And I think that other candidates were hesitant to invest much early in Arkansas in previous cycles because of former Governor Huckabee's presence there. I think without that, there may be a marginally higher likelihood of some interest here in Arkansas. I think the key thing is, though, you're looking for delegates, and Arkansas does not have the number of delegates some of the other states have. But the larger question, of course, is that on the Republican side, there's not going to be a challenge to President Trump coming in Arkansas. It's going to have any credibility.
And mentioning Huckabee, 4 years ago, it was at the opening of the candidate filing period that he made his announcement to run for president. So I was there for that. But anything else stick out to you heading into this candidate filing period?
Well, of course, we have some interesting judicial races shaping up as well, and they are nonpartisan, but the campaigning practices and the campaign support do, you know, reflect some partisan, identities there. And if candidates don't receive a majority in the March 3rd primary, it's going to be several months later, November, before those elections will be decided. And that makes for an awfully extended campaign season in judicial elections.
That's Hal Bass, political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University. Thanks for talking with me, Hal.
Glad to do it anytime.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.